Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We read this instance where Uzair alayhi salam passed and he saw Baytul Muqaddas, that place that was completely destroyed, and how Allah brought it back to life. Himself, his donkey on which he was riding, everything. Yeah, the discussion was about yaqeen, about having conviction. And to understand what this yaqeen is, it's taught in detail in the Alim course. But because it is an abstract thing, yaqeen is not something which we can feel, touch or see, so it's not easy to understand. Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, that he made it very easy by giving an example of food in its place. Food is what we all know. And this is such a thing that in the classroom, for the ustad to explain it also is very difficult, for the students to comprehend and understand also is very difficult. But if we just put in place of it a tangible thing, a thing which we all know, food. And Hazrat used to give the example of a kawab, Shami kawab, which is very, very delicious. So Hazrat should say, like with regard to the same yaqeen, there are three stages. Ilmul yaqeen, to have the knowledge of this yaqeen. And then Ainul yaqeen, to see it with one's eyes. And yaqeen, how is one is going to see it with his eyes? And then Haqqul yaqeen, when one experiences himself. So it's not easy to understand it with yaqeen, but we can first just understand it with like kawab, and then we'll be able to understand it with yaqeen also. So first is ilmul kawab. A person gets the knowledge that this kawab, Shami kawab, is very tasty. So now he has got the knowledge and he knows that this is very, very, very tasty. Then the second stage of Ainul Kawab. With his eyes, he sees some people eating the kawab. And he can see them so engrossed, and he can make out how they are eating, how it's delicious and how they are enjoying. Now he's got more conviction. And then Ainul Kawab, Haqqul Kawab. When one day he gets the opportunity and that kawab is in his mouth and he tastes it now he will know exactly how it tastes and how wonderful it is. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if for example he is eating with his friend and in the plate there are three kawabs, so one kawab will be in his mouth, the second one will be in his hand, and the third one will be in his eyes, and there will be nothing for his friend when he experiences. So this yaqeen also, we have the knowledge of yaqeen about imaniyat, about Allah, about akhirat, jannah, jahannam, etc. And one is ainul, when we see it with our eyes, that is, we see such people who have got that in their lives and we see how their lives are. And the third is when we have it ourselves, then a person, he himself will know and he won't be able to explain it also. Another very beautiful explanation of this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives, that the mango, the fruit mango, if somebody never tasted, knows what a mango is. You can try as hard as you want to try and explain to him that this is how a mango tastes. Perhaps you can explain him the shape, etc., that won't be so difficult. But the taste of it, you might tell him it's like a sweet, sweet melon. Then you'd say, no, not like a sweet melon. Then you might say it is something like another melon. You'd say, no, not like that. You see, I can't explain to you. And the person who hasn't tasted mango has got no right whatsoever to deny the enjoyment and how tasty a mango is, because he doesn't know, he has got no right to deny. In the same way about akhirat, those who don't have yaqeen, they don't have any right to deny. If you don't know about it, you haven't experienced it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just like a mango, if nobody has ever tasted it, and he denies that a mango is very enjoyable, it will be very foolish and he has no right to do it. And the day he tastes a mango and he gets the taste in it, he won't be able to explain to somebody else what is the taste. No matter how hard he tries also, he cannot. And now when he will have the taste, he will know what the enjoyment of a mango is. Just like that, yapin also. Till we haven't got that yapin, how many people, non-believers, openly deny about akhirat, about Allah, the life of the qabr. So by their denial doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. If they, by their denial, it's their stupidity, lack of knowledge that they don't know about it. And the day they get that knowledge, and the person accepts iman, and he makes effort, and he gets not just the knowledge of yaqeen, and not only that he sees it, but he tastes it himself, then he will have it. And he won't be able to explain to anyone else also. So this is a very great treasure for us, that we have to seek it in our lives. And we should not pass our whole lives, we acquired a house, we acquired a car, or we made big investments, lot of big bank balances, but we did not acquire yaqeen. It will be the greatest deprivation, the greatest loss for the person, which he will know for a fact at the time of his mort, that what he has lost, that he spent his whole life Allah gave him, primarily first and foremost to acquire this yaqeen. That is why we are in this world. And if we haven't acquired that, we acquired the whole world, amassed all the wealth and of the world, we got all the degrees of the world, but we didn't get this yaqeen, we got absolutely nothing, we are in a total loss. And on the other hand, if a person just made his effort to acquire this yaqeen, and he got this yaqeen, he has acquired everything. His life in this world already is a life of Jannah. And he enjoys his life. And when he dies, that Jannah, now he sees it with his eyes. And when he goes into Jannah, then he will experience it. And he will know exactly what it is. So this is a very great lesson. It's not something that just cursorily we pass by and we don't give it attention. It's something that we should devote ourselves to, that we acquire this yaqeen. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and bless us that we ourselves experience it. Then we will know what it is. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.